Batman the Animated Series, really, this is just more sources coming to say the same thing. Nerdy Legion. Again, it's going to be a short episode. I picked up some overtime today at the day job, so I don't have as much time to film. So, yeah, you're going to get less opinion and more just hardcore news. Now let's jump into it. Okay, so we've got TV streaming to talk about. We do have kind of, it's a little bit all over the place. Some of these are technically news because it's not really shows we talk about really, but they're very brief news pieces. We do have one follow-up to start things up, though. Superman and Lois, which is a series that we've been kind of sort of keeping tabs on in the development phases and such. They just released a new trailer and announcing that the first episode for the season is going to be 90 minutes. That's right, 2 hours in TV time, so it's going to take up 2 slots, which means they've had to rearrange the schedule, which we'll get to in just a minute. Our first piece of actual news has to do with Titans. Again, technically an update, but it's a casting announcement, so it's news. Casting announcement for Barbara Gordon was just made. Savannah Welch has been cast. It seems that because Savannah is differently abled, I think is the way you're supposed to say that. She has an amputated leg. I don't know. I'm not saying that like she's disabled because of that, but she's missing a leg. So it seems that because of that, that it's more likely that she's going to get Oracle, but she does have a prosthetic, so it's possible we could see some really awesome Batgirl action in Titans Season 3, but we do know, at the very least, we are getting Barbara Gordon, so that's pretty freaking cool. Next, we're talking about Snowpiercer. This is very brief. Snowpiercer just got renewed for Season 3. I still have yet to watch Season 1. Is it any good? Let me know. Go through the socials, Generally Nerdy, find me, look for the Nerdy Ninja, all of the things. All right, so that's that. Next, we're talking about The Flash. This is the shuffling that we were talking about. The season premiere got moved back a week to make room for the elongated version of Superman and Lois. So you're just going to have to wait a week to start the next season of Flash. Big freaking whoop, moving right along. Next, we're talking about Andor. This one's kind of a heartbreaker a little bit. Andor, the new series on Disney Plus based on Cassian Andor. They are currently in the middle of production. And we now know for sure, because we've heard from Alan Tudyk, that K2SO is not going to be part of at least the very first bit. So probably the first season or whatnot, because he's not there. And there's reason to believe that they haven't recast the role, so we're not getting K2SO in the first season very likely, but that's not to say we will not get any K2SO going forward. He is definitely leaving room in the interview. If you check the link down low in the description, he's definitely leaving room in the interview to potentially come to, you know, future seasons. He's not shut that door. He's not saying it's not going to happen. He's just saying not right now. Next, we are moving right over into movies. All right, so movies, we have two. Well, it's technically it's a bunch of follow-ups, and it's all kind of the same follow-up, but it's for a bunch of movies. So we have specifics on the Morbius move. I'll get you specifics on the rest, but the Morbius move, we got moved back from October 8th of this year to January 21st of next year. So 2022 is going to be the Morbius release date, because it was going, No Time to Die got moved back to October 8th from March, I believe, and then Dune is scheduled for October 1st, so that's just a really big weekend that Morbius would probably lose out on. So Sony and Disney wisely moved it back. In other moves, we have Fast and Furious 9, Black Widow, Uncharted, Ghostbusters Afterlife, and Edgar Wright, the man, the myth, the legend, Edgar Wright's new movie, Last Night in Soho, all of them got moved back. I already addressed the No Time to Die move, but I'll get you specific dates in the next episode for all of those. We are moving right along. We're talking now about Thor, Love and Thunder. We now know they are actively in production because Chris Hemsworth has told us so on his Instagram. Our final news piece has to do with the Naked Gun series. Liam Neeson, of all freaking people, Liam Neeson has just made it known that he has been approached by Seth MacFarlane, again, of all freaking people, to potentially take over the role that was made famous by Leslie Nielsen of, Drebin, Frank Drebin, woohoo, forgot the first name, Frank Drebin, who is the lead character in the Naked Gun series, which is very strange combination of people, and also strange in all of the right ways, because yes, please, who else to lampoon the action movie series than one of its biggest stars? Yes, let's do this. This is the third time that there has been talks of doing something new with the Naked Gun franchise. At first was 2013, when Ed Helms was going to be Frank Drebin. And then there was 2017, where it was going to be a Lego sequel, where we were going to get, it was technically a Naked Gun 4, and it was going to deal with Drebin's son. I don't remember who was attached to play Drebin's son, but now being helmed and maybe even directed by Seth MacFarlane. So very interesting. That is all of the movies, though, guys. Now let's get into the rumor mill. Like I said previously, I need to add something into the confirmation section, and that is Resident Evil Verse. RE-verse is the multiplayer game that we talked about that was potentially going to be happening. It is a standalone game. See the gaming section if you need more details. All right, moving into the actual rumors, we have a Kingpin rumor. That's right, Vincent D'Onofrio. This one's kind of should have been expected because we have so many Charlie Cox rumors, and now we have apparently quote-unquote confirmation about Charlie Cox. So Vincent D'Onofrio being the other giant character in that series on Netflix that is no more. Sure. Likelihood that we're going to see Vincent D'Onofrio, and the rumor does not pin him to any one particular project, which is bodes well. So likelihood that we're going to see Vincent D'Onofrio, I don't feel good about going over 50% for this because it's kind of sort of based on another rumor. Not that this rumor specifically says because Charlie Cox, but it's still kind of because Charlie Cox. So 50% likelihood we're going to see Vincent D'Onofrio reprising his role as the Kingpin. Batman the Animated Series, really, this is just more sources coming to say the same thing, that they're working over HBO Max to do a new sequel series, and now it's the rumors are specifying the animated series, not the new adventures, not Batman and Robin, but the animated series. So yes, please, and thank you. We're gonna bump this one up just a scotch. We're gonna say right about 70% now because of the sources for this new rumor. Next, we're talking about WandaVision. There's a new rumor that WandaVision is going to do two things, that it's going to introduce us to Mephistopheles, and that Mephistopheles is going to be the villain for Doctor Strange 2. That's all the rumor really says, so we're just going to address it as such. Sure. there's not enough sources. Every source is guessing at a different villain, A, for WandaVision, and B, for Doctor Strange 2. So I can't... let's say 40% just to hedge our bets. I don't think it's unlikely, but I just also don't think it's very likely. So... 6 one way, half a dozen the other, and then a little bit less. Moving right along, we're talking next about Joker. This one is actually kind of two rumors in one. First rumor is that Jude Law is now rumored to be getting eyed for, I think that's a coherent sentence, to be getting eyed for a Joker role. Now, I phrase it as such because there are other rumors, and this specific rumor goes on to say that he is going to be one of many Jokers in what they're calling the Jokerverse. Jokerverse is the other rumor. There's going to be multiple Joker movies taking place in different time eras and eventually dealing directly with the Bat that are going to... It's going to be different people in the moniker of the Joker, and kind of none of them being the real Joker. It's just a very strange situation. My hoodie is falling off and my ears were freeze. we're gonna do this as two different rumors. So first, Jude Law being looked at to play the Joker for something. Seems like a decent one. Very weak source on this. We're gonna say 40% there. Jude Law would be an interesting choice, but definitely not a lot of people's first choice. So there's that. And then Joker verse, this oddly enough seems slightly more likely than Jude Law, so we're gonna say 50% there. It sounds like a bad idea to me, but we're just gonna leave it at that. We're moving on. Next we're talking about Deadpool, and this is a very quick update rumor, kind of. So if you want to believe the other rumors, that Ryan Reynolds has signed the largest contract in MCU Disney history, then this rumor says that the reason it's the largest is because it's technically one more project than everybody else has signed that also has very large contracts. And that one more brings it to a nice even 10. So rumor is that Ryan Reynolds has 10 projects that are going to be in the works. That's not 10 Deadpool movies. That is just 10 appearances as Deadpool. So very potentially, we're looking at like 3, maybe 4 movies, including probably a team-up movie if Sony and Marvel can work that out. So Spider-Man team-up movie with Deadpool, please. And then a bunch of cameos and walk-ons and so on, or minor roles, if you will. So I'm going to say, sure. This is rumor based on rumor, though, so we can't go above 50%. X-Men, we're talking about the potential casting of Bobby Drake. That's right. Iceman is very potentially going to be played by Tanner Buchanan from Cobra Kai. The kid, so there's a lot that lines up here. He's young, he's an up-and-coming star, and he's probably cheap. Also, they could rope him in early and get him to sign a large contract so that we could grow with this character, because that's what Feige is want to do. But it's from a pretty decent source, but it's only from one source. So I'm going to say that because of the decentness of the source, we're going to bump it just over halfway. We're going to say 55% for Tanner Buchanan. And then our final piece of rumor is Mandalorian. This one's technically not a TV rumor. This is a video game rumor. Another pretty decent source, but again, just the one, is saying that we're going to be getting a Mandalorian video game, and not just Din Djarin is going to be playable, but we're also going to be able to play as Boba Fett. This seems super freaking likely. We know that Lucasfilm Games is a thing again. We also know that Mandalorian is probably the greatest thing since sliced bread as far as Disney Plus is concerned, so I'm putting this one up. There's a very large part of me that says this is not going to happen, but I'm going to ignore that and put this at about 60%. As we get closer to actual development and stuff, we'll probably start hearing more about this, but until then, 60% for Mandalorian the game. And that is the rumor section. That does it for this episode of Headlines Nerds. For a more in-depth conversation on comics and comic culture, then be sure to check out nerdylegion.com and see all of the other awesome podcasts that we offer on the subject and related subjects. Or if you want to go deeper into the news, you want to get the full news show, then you can join me over on my personal YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy. Thank you for listening, nerds, and we'll see you next time.